Tell them, Miss Ann Goodley.
Where's that?
Yes, indeed. The Zydeco Stomp is where it's at, and where it is, it's KRVS. I'm Herman Fuselier, back for another 3 hours of some good Zydeco blues and old school R&B right here on listener-supported public radio, KRVS 88.7 FM and online worldwide at krvs.org. And as always, now's the perfect time to light the barbecue pit. Pour yourself a long, tall, cold glass of Strawberry Hill or whatever your favorite beverage is. And as the big cat Ernie Ladd used to say on Mid-South Wrestling,
get on the telephone and call somebody.
And tell them the Zydeco Stomp is on the air. Here's a sneak peek of the brand new Keith Frank. You'd be surprised to kick off the Zydeco Stomp. KRVS 88.7 FM.
Call
That's Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band, kind of a sneak peek of some, I guess you can call it, well, there's some new songs on it and some old songs re-recorded again from the forthcoming CD from Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band, brought to us by our friend Dustin Cravens. Dustin, what's going on this morning?
Not too much, Herman. Just enjoying Mardi Gras. Probably a little bit too much, man. But
and it's just getting started the weekend.
That's right, man. But I'm cranked up. I'm ready to go. It's my birthday on next Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday.
But we're going to start the party early this weekend. My dad's birthday is actually on Mardi Gras Day. And
it's Cravens Month.
Oh, yeah, man. We're ready to roll. And my sister is in town from Dallas, and her birthday is this month as well. So, quite a few birthdays in February.
Well, that's real good. So what's been going on with you? I know you got some – well, you came bearing gifts this morning
that
new Keith Frank.
That's right. It's nothing like the gift of new local music. I always read your articles, about the new local music. And
somebody's paying attention.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And you do a wonderful job with
it.
But we do have some brand new music from the Zydeco boss, Mr. Keith Frank. It's going to be released on tomorrow night. And it's a mixtape. And for folks who are not as familiar as some with mixtapes, mixtapes kind of originated in the hip hop genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
And they are basically, the best way to describe what a mixtape is it's a marketing tool. You put out some old stuff, you put out some new stuff, you mix it all together and you put a new twist on it. And it's a way to test the market and kind of stay relevant within the market.
Yeah,
so it's a really, really cool thing. Another innovative thing from Keith Frank.
Yeah.
You know, 25 years and he keeps reinventing himself.
That's about to say.
You got to be impressed with
it. Still testing the waters after 25
that's
years.
That's right.
And quarter of a century.
That's right.
To make him feel old.
You know, right. Exactly. But, you know, he's got some new stuff on there, some really, really good stuff, man. And we're excited about it. There are going to be two versions of it. One will have a little more hip-hop influence on it. It'll have the DJ scratching on the records and me talking a little noise over the records and all of that good stuff. But the you can also buy just a regular version. It's going to sound just like the music you played here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll be a little more mellow for those who are more comfortable with the traditional stuff. So you can get it either way, and you can come pick it up tomorrow night at Mojo's Zydeco. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Tell us a little more about the second annual Zadi Gras.
Well, Zadi Gras actually started in around 2004. We did it in Lafayette, and it was actually Chris Ardoin and Curly Taylor. And it was a huge success. We had a whole lot of fun. And we just kind of just for various reasons, I think the next year was the year I started law school and just, you know, got kind of occupied with other things and we didn't follow up with it. And then it kind of just fell by the wayside. And then we brought it back on last year and it was just tremendous.
Okay.
And we did right at about 700 people on the Sunday, on tomorrow. And we did it at Mojo's.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of grown into this thing when we saw the success of it and we said, you know, let's take advantage of this opportunity of Mardi Gras. We have all these folks from out of town. Everybody kind of can relate to Mardi Gras, of course. Mm-hmm. People come from all parts of the world to be a part of that. But they also, when they think of Louisiana, they might not even know what it's called, but they know that music with the accordion, you know.
Well,
and so we said, let's merge the two and make Zadi Gras. And so tomorrow night we're going to kick it off with Keith Frank at Mojo's. And then on Monday, we're going to move to Lafayette for all the folks who may not be able to make it out on tomorrow night. We're going to have Chris Ardoin performing for the first time in Outlaws. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. That is a gorgeous club.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I was supposed to go one, I think, night when Gino was playing, but the weather was bad.
It was. So, it was. Yeah. That's right. That was a few weeks back, as a matter of fact. And but it is a huge, very spacious club.
Okay.
The ventilation in it is very nice. There's a dance floor that's kind of roped off. Several bars, pool tables. It's just a very, very well put together venue. And it's his first time performing there. So we're really, really excited about that. Chris has some new music that is amazing.
Yeah.
And he is going to be performing some of that stuff on Monday night. And then Tuesday night, Keith Frank is going to be there at Outlaws as well. So we got a full plate and looking forward to celebrating all three nights. So I want folks to come on out and celebrate my birthday with me. If you can't come Sunday, I'm going to drink one with you Monday. If you can't come Monday, I'm going to drink one with you Tuesday.
So the weatherman's talking about rain, but rain or shine, this article goes on.
It goes on because both venues, of course, you know, at Evangeline Downs, you can valet park, and it's absolutely free. So you don't have to get wet at all at Evangeline Downs. And, of course, at Outlaws, you have about a little over an acre of parking probably. Mm-hmm. And so you've got a lot of pavement to come and relax, and you can park and, you know, bring your umbrella and once you're in, you're in, you know. So very, very nice venues. It's Mardi Gras. I'm not really concerned about the rain. Unless it's a monsoon or a hurricane, people are going to go out for Mardi Gras.
No doubt about that. That's for sure.
So we're looking forward.
So that's Keith Frank tomorrow night at Mojo's.
That's
Chris Ardoin at Outlaws for Lundi Gras Monday night. And then
Keith closes it out at Outlaws on Tuesday night.
On Tuesday. So.
And all of the shows start at 8. And we're going to go till 2 o'clock every night. So a lot of fun. A lot of fun to be had. And we can't wait to see all the folks from out of town, the folks from in town.
Yep.
And just a wonderful time of year, especially here in Louisiana.
Yes, and one of those weekends you can drive, go in any direction, and there's a party.
And run into a party.
A run, something's going on.
I tell you, though, on the way up here, Herman, I rolled down the windows, man. You just smell the food, you know, from all directions, whether it's funnel cake or barbecue or gumbo.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just, oh, man, you got to love it. It's Louisiana, and you know, as much trouble that we hear about in Louisiana, and as much, you know, of the issues that we hear about.
And we got a lot of.
Oh, we do. But, you know, this time of year really makes you appreciate and realize how unique we are.
Yes, indeed.
What a beautiful culture we come from, man.
That's right.
And you just really can't do anything but love it and embrace it, you know.
Yes,
and for better or for worse, it's kind of like a marriage.
That's right. But like you said, all the problems we have, I don't want to live anywhere else, which I did for a while, but had to come back home. This is home for me.
It's good to visit, man.
Yeah,
you know, and we go and visit. visit a lot of places. I mean, my wife and I love to travel and stuff, but it's no place like home. You got to get back to the gumbo. When I go to a grocery store out of state and can't find, you know, a good quality piece of sausage.
Oh, that's hard to find, yeah.
Or some dried shrimp. You know, I got a problem with that. I have a real issue with that.
I hear you. Dustin Cravens, thank you so much for being with us. Before you go, you already kind of touched on it a little bit.
Okay.
A little state of the union as far as Zydeco. How's Zydeco these days in your eyes?
Zydeco is doing great, man. 2012 was a rough year, I don't say that, you know, I think everybody can agree on that. I don't know if it was the economy. I don't know if it was the music was just in one of those moments where it was kind of trying to find its identity again.
Yeah.
But it was a different year. It was very odd. You had these huge one night you'd have 1,000 people show up at a nightclub, and then the next night you'd have 10. It was just very up and down, and nobody could really get a grasp on what it was. But just already in 2013 and the end of 2012, we started to see it start to come back around. People are starting to move around again.
Good.
Which is a great thing. And the other thing is listening to the new music that's coming out of all of the different camps, whether it be Keith Frank, Chris Ardwin, Lil Nate, Leon, you're starting to hear a lot of the traditional stuff make its way back into the scene.
Yeah.
And you got to love it. You got to love it. And I listened to Keith's new mixtape, Too Much Is Never Enough, and just smiled the whole time I listened to it because it feels like a Keith Frank dance.
Okay.
The energy level. It's a party album. And I think that's what we needed to get back to, was just making real Creole Zydeco music. And what Chris is coming out with later this year, it is right along those lines as well. And when you have those two guys who are kind of the torchbearers, I think the rest of the crew will kind of follow their lead.
Yes.
And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Right.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
So I'm glad that they're setting the tone for 2013 in a more traditional way. I love the innovative stuff. I've been a part of a lot of projects that were kind of on the edge. But at the end of the day, what I've always respected about those guys, as well as a few others, is that they've always been able to do both.
Yeah.
And if you can't do both, then it's kind of hard to respect the other stuff you do, because you have to have that core. You have to have that root in your music.
Yeah.
And
it's not just about being a star.
That's right. That's right.
Anybody
can get up there and hang an accordion in their neck and put some glasses on and look cute on stage.
Yeah,
but you can't pull that old stuff and drop your hair down like Boozu used to do, man, and I don't respect it. And you know, and I'm just being very frank about it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just proud of watching these young guys develop, you know, all of them. There's so many of them. And so that's what's encouraging to me, to see so many people my age and younger continuing the traditions and interested in the culture, from Chris, Keith, Leon, Nate, same old two-step, Wayne Singleton. I mean, the list goes on and on. Corey Broussard, all these amazingly talented young men who have picked up the accordion and put their own twist on our rich culture. So I'm proud of the guys, and I really, really think 2013 is going to be a big year for Zydeco.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, I mean, all cultures have the peaks and valleys.
That's
It's not in the museum.
That's
the thing. It's still a lively culture going, going strong, and people still going out to see it, and new people getting involved every day.
That's right. And what I tell you, another thing I'm starting to see, and I'm going to let you go. It's beautiful at the dance halls and the clubs now. I'm really starting to see what we used to see a lot, and you know that, Herman, is a lot of diversity.
Yes, that's true.
And so, you know, young, old, black, white, you know, rich, poor, folks are coming out again, and they're starting to have a good time, and they're having a good time together.
Yes.
And it's just that's what it's all about. You know, music is something that brings people of all backgrounds together. And so just glad to see that these guys are making universal music, you know, that people can all kind of relate to, and it's feel good music. And so I'm just happy, man. It's a beautiful thing.
That it is. Dustin Cravens, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
Mardi Gras.
I'm going to drink some Strawberry Hill for
you.
Hey,
there you go. Let's do another one from that Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band here on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS. Brand new music from Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band. Doing some old Roy C. on that one. Go ahead on, Keith Frank. A man can't get no further. From the forthcoming Keith Frank mixtape CD, we'll be getting that pretty soon. Hopefully Keith Frank will come in and visit with us a little bit and let us know all about that brand new CD. And thanks one more time to Dustin Cravens for coming in and telling us about all the good events going on and bringing over that Keith Frank for Mardi Gras weekend. So much good stuff going on this weekend. Let's keep the music going here on the Zydeco Stomp. Call on Professor Longhair, talking about Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
bit the soda knock a dash the coupe Chevrolet. Ah, Jimmy the Cracker, the doodad, the giga.
I feel like- is Connie G, and you're listening to Zydeco Stomp with Herman Fugile on KRVS 88.7 FM. Les bon ton relation. Ça c'est bon.
baby, won't you treat me right? Come on, baby, I know it's all right. Come on, baby, you can do it all night.
Do they kill? Oh, I love you. I don't know what to do.
Susie. And get it, Boozoo.
And that's something called Susie Q.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Boozoo yeah, sounding good in his prime, 1994 on that one, live at the Habibi Temple in Lake Charles, Louisiana. In fact, that's the name of the CD, recorded on Rhonda Records, and we heard two in a row from Nonk Boozoo, Susie Q, and Doing It All Night Long. And before that, Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. That's Lil Nate's dad for you newcomers. Nathan's been playing about 20-plus years now, probably close to 25 years, a worldwide career. Of course, his brother Dennis Paul Williams is in the band. Dennis Paul, you always say, I don't talk about you, but see, I'm talking about you now on the Zydeco Stomp. We went back to 1991 on that one from Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas, also on Rhonda Records. Your mama don't know. And right before that, we had some good party music. Everybody in the party mood for Mardi Gras. Lil Bob and the Lollipops with I Got Loaded. And we started off with Professor Longhair from down New Orleans way. Mardi Gras in New Orleans, taken from the Professor Longhair box set. Want to say good afternoon to Lacey LaPerouse and Micah Cormier. They already jamming to the Zydeco Stomp. Also, Michelle Broussard. She's always tuned in to the Stomp and JB and MC. Every Saturday, got her radio in the right place. KRVS 88.5. 7 FM. We're wishing y'all and everybody a happy and safe Mardi Gras. And thanks for making the Zydeco Stomp and KRVS part of your Mardi Gras weekend. I appreciate the shout out on Facebook. And don't forget the Zydeco Stomp email address is up and running at ZydecoStomp@gmail.com. ZydecoStomp@gmail.com.
Play me some blues, Herman Fuselier.
Let's do some blues for Roscoe Chenier. Died this past Thursday at the age of 71. Here's Roscoe with Time Is Hard on the Zydeco Stomp KRVS.
When we first met, baby.
Come on, Roscoe Chenier.
Just a few months ago.
Yeah.
I didn't believe, darling, I would be gone down slow. Times have got hard with me. Right now, I got the call.
Oh, somebody pass me the strawberry hill.
Lord, I believe. Oh, you'll never love me anymore. Temptation is so great, baby. It's hard to walk away. I just couldn't be with you, darling. But I love it every night and day. But times done got hard with me. And right now I've got to go. Wanna know if I still love you? It is the way I feel. Yes, Mama, I love you. God knows this feeling is real. But time's so hard with me. And right now, I've got to go. Oh,
just met, baby, just a few months ago. I wouldn't believe right now, darling. Lord, I would be gone down slow. But time done got hard with me. And right now, I got to go.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
I am on the loose side. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Get down, but let me get down.
Won't you get down?
Can I get down, but let me get down. Can I get down? Let me get down, see. Baby. Let me get down. Can I get down? Well, let me get down. Can I get down? Well, let me get down. Can I get down? Well, let me get down. Baby, let me get down. Can I get down? Let me get down. Well, can I get down? Can I get down? I wanna get down. Let me get down. Well, can I get down? Can I get down? Well, you start to go. Can I get down? Well, let me get down. Can I get down? Well, let me get down. Can I get down? Well, let me get down.
Let me get down.
Let me get down.
Times we're gonna let 'em.